Yeah, good morning, everyone. It's my honor to present a working paper. The title is Impact of Mammography and Breast Ultrasound on Health Outcome Among Young Breast Cancer Survivors, Retrospective Cohort Study. There's no financial relationship to disclose. Now, before the presentation, I would like to introduce a little bit background about Taiwan, because most of you may be not familiar with Taiwan. Taiwan has a universal coverage with single payer system, and we have the Cancer Control Act since the year 2003. After that, we have the Quality Improvement Program for hospital. In the meantime, we have another 5-year cancer prevention and control program since 2004. In 2008, we adopt a hospital accreditation for cancer care. So with those background, I would like to follow my presentation. The early diagnosis and treatment for cancer patients are essential to increase survival and among 25 million cancer survivors around the world. So the follow-up care is crucial. The number of breast cancer survivors is continuously increasing and currently occupy a considerable proportion of overall cancer survival population. So we have the 5-year, even 10-year survival rate. In a report from ION, from cancer patient to cancer survivor, it mentioned that loss in transition, that the subsequent cancer of cancer survivor is a significant different care period that must not be disregarded by healthcare provider. So a cancer care survivor represents a high-risk health group, primarily due to the possibility of secondary cancer, delay effect of treatment, and the influence of non-cancer comorbidity. The complication of health issue exhibited by breast cancer survivor, including osteoporosis, cardiovascular disease, cognitive impairment, menopausal, psychological, and social issue, changing lifestyle. With preventive service and disease monitor, the health risk faced by cancer survivor can be reduced. However, providing a follow-up care and even developing a national-scale model capable of ensuring the quality of life for cancer survivor poses a considerable challenge for healthcare provider. In this study, we want to think about in the past issue, increasing number of cancer survivors, but survivorship is recommended for those who have complete primary treatment. But after that, little is known about the influence of the survivorship care on health outcome, especially among younger women. So the GIP wants to explore the association among mammography and the breast ultrasound on the mortality and the recurrence of young breast cancer survivors. The data comes from the 3 different resources. The first one comes from what we call the Cancer Diagnosis and Treatment Database from the year 2004 to 2007. The second one linked to the National Health Insurance Database from 2004 to 2010, and as well as death registry in the same time. Because it is a national data, so we can cover almost 80% of the newly diagnosed patients. It is a nationwide scale. This is a study, it was a retrospective cohort study. The subject is in the second year following a confirmed diagnosis of breast cancer. In light of the research objective, from 2004 to 2007, who were younger than 50 years old have been diagnosed for the first time with stage 1 to stage 3 breast cancer, and the survivor had 2 years or longer following the confirmation of the diagnosis. We have the exclusion criteria for patients who diagnosed with stage 0 or stage 4, or case with cancer stage unclear. The second, who passed away within the 2 years, or patient of male gender, or patient who undergo hospice within the 2 years were excluded from the study. In this study, we have the dependent variable, which is the survivorship care for 2 years of diagnosis. This is calculated from subtracting the date of death by the state of diagnosis, and the result shows the length of time that has elapsed between the diagnosis and the death. The independent variable of a healthcare provider using mammography ultrasound with whether survivor had undergone 1 or 2 or both of the examination. The control variable here, including the survivor and the healthcare provider. Survivor variable including the diagnosis, age, cancer staging, comorbidity index, urbanization of resident level. For healthcare provider, we have the level of hospital ownership status and the physician specialization, including the general physician or physician with specialty, such as medical oncology, surgical oncology, hematology, and radiation oncologist. Now, this study used the Cochrane-Armitage trend to examine weather utilization trend by year. We also applied the Cox proportional hazard model to analyze the correlation between mammography, breast ultrasound, mortality and recurrence among young cancer survivors. As you can see from here, there's an increasing trend when we use the mammography, and the result was significant using the Cochrane ADMET trend test. We see that mammography during the study period. It is the same for the breast ultrasound. We see a significant trend in the use of breast ultrasound for the observed patient. And for those with either mammography or breast ultrasound, we see a significant trend from 2004 to 2007. And this is the most important finding from the study. We can see that controlling for individual variable as well as the provider variable, we see use of mammography have the hazard ratio less than 1. Use of breast ultrasound, hazard ratio 0.74. Either or with the hazard ratio 0.45. This analysis shows that either the mammography or breast ultrasound is a significant associate with mortality. The same result we find in the recurrence. We see that controlling for individual and the provider patient. So for those patients with age 35 to 50 with staging 2, with insurance category as venturing or unemployed, or live in rural area, or those treated in the non-medical center have the highest risk of the recurrence. This result was the first study to show that mammography and breast ultrasound was correlated with a reduced risk of mortality or recurrence. Improvement in healthcare, such as proportional increase in the use of mammography, contribute to maintain ideal rate of preventive care and monitoring, and are still relatively important to the health of survivor, because breast cancer affects considerable number of women. Even a slight difference are still a substantial effect on the overall group. Although the clinical effectiveness of breast ultrasound as detection tool requires further evidence, a number of physicians recommend using it as a test for breast cancer among Asian women because they believe that they have the breast tissue of higher density. In addition, breast ultrasound can be used for re-examining for the patient with a breast mammography result have not provided a definite diagnosis, and can also be used for positioning when performing fine needle aspiration or cone needle biopsy of suspected abnormalities. To our knowledge, this is the first study to compare the influence of mammography and the breast ultrasound on the mortality and the recurrence risk among young cancer survivors. However, we only analyzed subjects who are in their second year of post-diagnosis survival and did not study the full picture of survival care, which may have influenced the estimation of healthcare result and health outcome. Subsequent research could use cost-effectiveness analysis or cost-benefit analysis to further explore how each element of survival care benefits cancer survivor, providing a reference for decision-making in health policy and hospital management. In conclusion, mammography and breast ultrasound are valuable tools for younger breast cancer survivors and is probably beneficial to improve survival and reduce recurrence risk. Thank you.